Sometimes those who walk closest with God face the deepest struggles. St. Alphonsus Liguori knew this well, battling illness, betrayal, and inner doubts. But through it all, his love for God never wavered. Stay tuned to hear the insights. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's story. Today is the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. He's known as the Marian Doctor and was declared by Pope Pius XII the patron of all confessors and moral theologians. Now, you might be wondering, what does St. Alphonsus have to do with Padre Pio and this channel? Well, for one, August is the month traditionally dedicated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and few saints wrote as extensively about Our Lady as St. Alphonsus did. His writings on her are some of the most beautiful and influential in church history. And second, he's the patron saint of confessors, which means he's the patron of Padre Pio's mission, of every priest who sits in the confessional to forgive sins in Christ's name. So, I thought, what better way to begin this Marian month than by reflecting on this saint who, like Padre Pio, endured great trials but persevered through them all with the help of Our Lady. Let's begin with a short biography drawn from Dom Prosper Geringer, the French priest who helped restore monastic life after the French Revolution. Alphonsus Maria de Liguori was born to noble parents in Naples on September 27, 1696. His youth was marked by piety, study, and charity. By the age of 17, he had earned a doctorate in both civil and canon law, and shortly afterward began a brilliant career as a lawyer. But neither his success nor the insistence of his father, who wanted him to marry, could stop him from leaving the world behind. Before an image of Our Lady, he made a vow to become a priest. He was ordained in 1726 and quickly gained fame as a preacher. In 1729, during an epidemic in Naples, he served the sick personally. Soon after, he and some companions withdrew to Santa Maria del Monte to prepare for a new mission, bringing Christ to the rural communities. And from that mission would be born the Congregation of the Most Holy Redeemer, the Redemptorists. St. Alphonsus and his newfound order faced many difficulties, but despite the trials, recruits arrived and the congregation grew rapidly. In 1762, he was appointed Bishop of Sant'Agata dei Goti near Naples. It's said that he vigorously tried to decline the honor, but Rome insisted. As bishop, he reformed the clergy, preached tirelessly, and visited every parish personally. Eventually, age and illness forced him to resign, and he returned to live among his religious. Soon after, a division occurred within the Redemptorists, and St. Alphonsus was expelled from the very congregation he had founded. This trial was immense, but he did not lose courage, even predicting that unity would be restored after his death. By this time, severe rheumatism had so twisted his body that he couldn't lift his head and had to drink through straws. That's why he's so often depicted with his head bent forward. To his physical illness were added moral sufferings, long periods of scruples and various temptations. Yet, his love for God only grew. Finally, on August 1st, 1787, he died as the Angelus bell rang. Pope Gregory XXVI canonized him in 1839, and Pope Pius IX later declared him a doctor of the Church. Now, let me share with you a reflection from Professor Plinio Correa de Oliveira on the meaning of his suffering. Listen to this. The life of Saint Alphonsus is like a dark tunnel he had to pass through. It was not merely a trial or suffering, but a kind of spiritual desolation in which everything he could humanly rely on, the things that gave meaning to his life, seemed to collapse. And he found himself entirely stripped of every gift, every human consolation, every benefit, except for the pure grace of God acting within his soul. Can we grasp what that means? A man who had been a brilliant lawyer, highly intelligent, from a noble family, left behind a promising worldly future for the priesthood. Then he went further. He founded a flourishing religious congregation. He was respected by the Holy See. He wrote books and was acclaimed as a doctor, a major figure in the Catholic intellectual life of his time. His books spread across Europe. He was made a bishop. Everything pointed to a well-fulfilled vocation. From priest to religious, from religious to founder, from founder to superior general, and finally to bishop. And yet, disaster. He, now a bishop emeritus, is expelled from his own religious congregation. Imagine a founder of a religious order being expelled by the Holy See itself, and expelled as a rotten member. Can you fathom the humiliation? To make matters worse, illness. He could no longer walk. He could not even lift his head. On top of that, scruples, intense temptations against purity, and even worse, temptations against the faith. All of this piling up on a man already broken. And yet, this was the final prize Providence had in store for his life. The crucifixion after a long apostolate. Providence often reserves this kind of purifying suffering for the souls it prefers. These are moments when all seems to collapse in a general twilight, and then the soul, purified and washed by suffering, begins to once again feel God's grace, even sensibly. It breathes anew. It feels renewed and transformed. Naturally, this was the final note of sanctification, the last effort that Providence demanded of Saint Alphonsus Liguori. In conclusion, this is the path of the saints. Surrendering to God's will, even when it involves suffering. But Saint Alphonsus, like Padre Pio and so many others, understood that we are not left alone in our trials. In his famous book, The Glories of Mary, he called Mary the refuge of sinners, and taught that no one who is truly devoted to her would ever be lost. So as we begin this month of the Immaculate Heart, let us remember the Marian Doctor of the Church. Let's ask Saint Alphonsus to teach us how to suffer well, to trust blindly, and to love Our Lady with the same fire that consumed his heart. And may his example inspire us to hold fast to Christ, even when all else seems lost. Wishing you a blessed feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.